Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabbi Deborah Brandt, and today is day 23 of Emunah, Life in Messiah, Yeshua, His Mercy, Rachamim, in our lives. Meditation verses for today are Psalm 103:13. As a father has compassion on his children, so Adonai has compassion on those who fear him. Matthew 5:7. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall be shown mercy. The Hebrew word for mercy is rachamim. It means to have compassion, find compassion, find mercy. The main thought behind it is compassion and mercy. The sound in the Hebrew, rachamim, is pronounced similar to the word jalapeno, so it's rachamim. It's a noun, but it can also be used as a verb, as it often happens in prayer. When it is a verb, we say rachem for have mercy. It is amazing that the emotion mercy or compassion, rachamim, is derived from the name of the most motherly organ in the human body, the womb, rachem. This is where the strongest connection of compassion and love are bonded between the mother and the baby, respectively. Men may need to learn this, but if you are a mother, no further words are necessary. You have experienced this compassion firsthand. A good word about English: this language recognizes this connection between the mere words woman, which the first three is womb, and the word womb, both W-O-M. This is compassion, and indeed every woman has more the divine gift of compassion, not only mothers. Rachem means to give or have mercy. It is the imperative form, commanding or requesting something from others. The imperative form is considered an actual tense in Hebrew, in addition to past, present, and future. Examples of rachem, the verb, Jeremiah 31:20, is Ephraim, my dear son, is he a darling child? For whenever I speak of him, I earnestly remember him still. Therefore my inward parts are troubled for him. I will surely have mercy upon him, says the Lord. And also Luke 18:38, he cried, Yeshua, son of David, have mercy on me. Example of rachamim, as a noun, and I will show mercy to you, Jeremiah 42:12. I have compassion on the multitude because they have stayed with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat, Mark 8:2. It is interesting to mention that in all occurrences of rachamim in the Tanakh, it is mentioned as a gift, where the text says give mercy. Unlike the English translation, in example 1, and I will show mercy, the Hebrew text actually says, and I will give mercy to you. Note there's a difference in showing mercy, which indicates emotion, and to giving mercy, which indicates a choice of action. We see that compassion and mercy in life and teachings of our Messiah Yeshua, demonstrating the mercy of his Heavenly Father to his people. Matthew 9:36, when he saw the crowds, he felt compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Matthew 14:14. As Yeshua came ashore, he saw a large crowd and felt compassion for them and healed their sick. Matthew 15:32. Yeshua called his disciples and said, I have compassion for the crowd because they've stayed with me for 3 days now and have nothing to eat. I don't want to send them away hungry because they might pass out on the way. Matthew 20:34. Moved with compassion, Yeshua touched their eyes. Instantly they regained their sight and followed him. Mark 1:41. Moved with compassion, Yeshua stretched out his hand and touched him, and he said, I am willing, be cleansed. Mark 6:34. As Yeshua came ashore, he saw a large crowd and felt compassion for them, because they were sheep without a shepherd. So he taught them many things. Luke 7:13, when the Lord saw her, he felt compassion for her and said, don't cry. Romans 9:15, for to Moses he says, I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion. Yahweh Elohim the Father is our Father of compassion and mercy. 2 Corinthians 1:3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah, the Father of passion and God of all encouragement. Compassion and mercy for brothers and sisters in Messiah. Philippians 2:1-2, therefore if there is any encouragement in Messiah, if there is any comfort of love, if there is any fellowship of the Ruach, if there is any mercy and compassion, then make my joy complete by being of the same mind, having the same love, and united in spirit with one purpose. Colossians 3:12, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself in tender compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. James 5:11, behold, we considered blessed are those who showed endurance. You have heard of the endurance of Job, and you have seen the outcome, that Adonai is full of compassion and mercy. James 3:17, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial, not hypocritical. 1 Peter 1:3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah. In his great mercy, he caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Messiah from the dead. 1 Peter 2:10, once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. You were shown no mercy, but now you have been shown mercy. 2 John 1:3, grace, mercy, and shalom be with us from God the Father and from Messiah Yeshua, the Father's Son, in truth and love. Jude 1:2, may mercy and shalom and love be multiplied to you. Jude 1:21, keep yourselves in the love of God, eagerly waiting for the mercy of our Lord Yeshua, the Messiah, that leads to eternal life. Jude 1:22-23, and have mercy on those who are wavering. Save them by snatching them out of the fire, but on others have mercy with fear, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. Have we shown the same mercy and compassion that Yahweh Elohim has shown us? Have we walked in the mercy that Yeshua showed for those who were lost and hurting? Mercy is something that comes from the Ruach deep within your spirit. It is not an emotion, but a divine calling to show others the same mercy, rachamim, that the Father has shown us. Do we choose to be merciful to those who have wronged us? Have we cried out for his mercy upon the earth and upon our nation and upon our families? Shalom in Yeshua.